Winnie the World loves India.
Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Winnie. It's good to see you again. Are you getting ready to plant a garden?
No, but these seeds are going to help me talk about missions.
What do seeds have to do with missions? Our missionaries are not farmers.
True, but they are seed planters. The seeds they plant are not to grow plants, but to grow the gospel.
Winnie, I think you'll need to explain this more. I don't quite understand.
Let's talk about the country of India. India is a large country with over 1 billion people living there. China is the only country with more people than India. India also has more than 1,600 languages that the people speak.
That's a lot of people and a lot of different languages. Tell us more.
India's main religion is Hindu. Hindus worship millions of gods. They believe that cows are holy, so they will not kill them. They also believe that when a person dies, that person will come back again into a different life. Most of the people in India are very poor.
The Bible says that we all die once and then face God's judgment. These people need to hear the truth about God's word and how there's only one God and that He loves them.
That's right. Many, many years ago, missionaries came to India, but it wasn't easy for them. The missionaries caught diseases and were threatened by people who didn't want to hear about Jesus.
Did those missionaries stay or did they go home?
They stayed, and slowly the people started to listen. But for more than 60 years, not many seeds had taken root.
Farmers know that unless a seed starts to sprout roots and grow deep into the soil, it will not grow. The tiny plant will die.
There is good news. Over the past several years, the gospel seeds that the early missionaries planted have finally sprouted.
What's happened, Winnie?
People are starting to respond to the gospel message. We also have Christian schools, hospitals, youth camps, feeding programs, and orphanages.
That's so exciting, Winnie. Those early missionaries long ago worked really hard to plant the gospel seeds, and now a harvest of souls is taking place in India.
With over 1 billion people, there is still a lot of work to do. There are still thousands of villages and cities that are waiting for someone to come and plant the gospel seeds. We really need to pray for India.
God can use the kids here in America as seed planters every time they pray for India and give to BGMC. BGMC helps our missionaries and workers all over the world by supplying them with whatever they need to help spread the gospel.
That's right. BGMC has been a big help in India. BGMC funds help at all the Bible schools, the feeding programs, orphanages, primary schools, and more. BGMC even paid to have the JBQ program translated for the kids in India.
Thank you for coming today, Winnie, and for sharing with us on how we can be the seed planters for God. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Whenever you see a package of seeds, remember to pray for the gospel seeds being planted in India. Sing with me as I go. Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus.